Hi, this is Bruce Robinson from The Fathering Project. Some years ago, I was in Colorado, and I was having a chat with the renowned family psychologist, Dr. James Dobson. He told me how he loved playing Monopoly, and one night he said he was playing, and he began to win, as he usually did, and as he packed away his winnings in his hotels and felt like a winner, he heard his family laughing and joking and enjoying themselves back in the kitchen. And he realized he won the game, but the others were enjoying life. He wished he was in the kitchen, not there with all his winnings. He was, actually, the loser. He felt this is a metaphor for life. We work so hard to win, but we miss out on things that really matter. And as a doctor, I feel this acutely because I often have to sit there and tell someone they're going to die. And they regret that they've missed out on the things that matter. They're putting things back into the Monopoly box that don't really matter. And they've missed out on being part of the family, the voices, the laughter that really did matter. Hi, it's Bruce Robinson here from The Fathering Project, and I wonder if you have children, no matter what age they are, what are your dreams for those children? It's quite a moving thing to think about. What are your dreams for your children? I mean, I teach medical students, and people would love their kids to do well at school and go to medical school, etc. But I see how hollow that kind of notion is. And I was deeply moved by this notion on the millennial year when I happened to be in Augusta with some church people, and we thought at the end of the millennium, it's the last sunset in Australia, we wrote notes to our children or about our children. What are our dreams for our children? And we threw them in the ocean. And then honestly, there were a bunch of families there. They're all crying and hugging. It's such a deep idea. And I think no one wanted their kids to be successful or to get fame or to get a high income. They wanted other things. I'm not going to tell you what I wanted for my children, but it'd be good for you to think about deep down, what do you really want for your children? What are your dreams deep down for your children? This is Dr. Bruce Robinson from The Fathering Project. What would failure look like? I don't think failure looks like not getting to medical school. Speaking as a doctor who is a professor in the medical school, this is not an aspiration that everyone should have. It's only for a particular number of kids. I think failure would be a lack of interest in education, a lack of curiosity, and parents are very important in helping their kids to be kids who are curious about life, who are interested in learning. How can you do that? We've got a few tips to help. One is visit the museum with them or a local library and set up some quizzes so they can just walk around and enjoy the learning. Try to interest them in nature and world events. Be with them. Find teachable moments. When they're doing projects, help them to think out of the box and to be inventive rather than just getting through the project. Involve them in what you are reading. Maybe explore the internet. And I got one final tip from the Fathering Project. Don't over-organise their lives. Monday ballet, Tuesday soccer, da-da-da-da-da. Allow time for kids to be creative, or when they don't have you organising their lives, they won't know what to do. Hi, this is Dr. Bruce Robinson from the Fathering Project at the University of Western Australia. In the Fathering Project, we help dads to be better dads. But there's another thing we do, which is we encourage strong father figures, because kids need father figures, particularly when dad isn't around or he's not interested. And by father figures, sometimes they're relatives, such as an uncle, a grandfather, someone like that, or sometimes it's a school teacher, youth leader, youth pastor, sports coach. And through the Fathering Project, we've talked to many, many people whose lives were dramatically changed by having a strong father figure who spoke into their lives. I'm an uncle, and I try to be a good father figure to my nephews and nieces. I know I could do a whole lot better, but I've thought about how important it is. What can you do as a father figure? Speak into their lives. Spend a little bit of time with them. Make them feel special. Tell them what great kids they are. And indeed, just spending a bit of time with them makes them realise that you think they're worth spending time with. So make a bit of effort with all kids who are in your orbit who aren't your own, but especially those kids who lack their own father input. This is Dr. Bruce Robinson from the Fathering Project. When we ask groups of dads, have you had the father-child sex talk? When it comes to sons, only about 30% have. But even more scaringly, when we say, have you had the father-daughter sex talk? Only 2% of dads have done that. How is a daughter going to learn about men but from the main man in her life? Of course kids get embarrassed, and at the Fathering Project we've got a great tip to help you get past this. You say to them, well, I've been on the Fathering Project website and I've been to a seminar or I've read a book and they said I have to do this, so please humour me. I found that works really well. And when you talk to them, of course there are some facts to talk about, the biology of sex. But more importantly, talk about relationships, because kids are under a lot of pressure nowadays for sex to be devoid of relationship, devoid of emotion. There's things called hooking up, etc. There's one word that I think is really important when you talk to your kids about sex. It's the word respect. Respect for your body, respect for theirs, respect for that person, respect for them as a human being, and respect for their future. If you'd like more information, ideas, or tips on this subject, just Google The Fathering Project.